Hello everyone, good morning, my name is Prashant Iyer. One of the toughest things one could try to understand is the mindset of the champions. You could be entrepreneurs, you could be professionals, you could be students. One singular element which determines success and failure is your mindset. How well are you performing in the areas of your life that you deem are important? Are you thriving? Or are you just surviving? Are you at the top of your game? Or sitting on the bench watching others play and wishing you could be the star performer? No matter who you are, and if you've answered these questions and you are among those who really want to be on top of the game, this is a series you should be continuing to watch out. We're launching a new series called Champion Mindset with a motive to help people understand the thought process, the habits, the philosophies of the great champions who thrive and ensure that they are able to achieve their success no matter what. In this series, we will learn the methodologies which they follow, the routines which they ensure that they are committed to, and more importantly, how are they handling failures? As they always say, failure is a stepping stone to success. But very few of us are able to overcome it and handle that in a structured manner. So let's start understanding that, how are we going to take control of this entire situation? We need to understand that, what are those habits which is ensuring that we are not able to give our 100% best. Redo those things. What we perform is always like a cause and effect. Your thinking is a cause and your performance is the effect. So thinking the right thoughts makes great sense. In fact, it makes the performance champions on a steady diet of high performance thought foods. It is a recipe for great life, the thought food of champions. Hello everyone, my name is Prashant Iyer. I'm very happy that you have chosen to enroll for this series and understand how champions are evolving. Today what we will learn is how champions evolve from competing to creating. Donald Trump, the Honorable President of the United States, stated that creative people rarely need to be motivated. They have their own inner drive that refuses to be bored. They refuse to be complacent. They live on the edge, which is precisely what is needed to be successful and remain successful. It's a very interesting story. They say that the average performers live their lives in the first gear, resisting change and avoiding risk. The masses have the same talent and opportunity as the world class. Yet they choose it to play it safe and avoid the pain. Now you need to understand that there are 5 levels of mental toughness which everybody plays, and at what level you tend to compete determines the outcome. The first level of this entire game plan is called playing not to lose, which is just doing just enough to avoid getting fired. The next level is playing to cruise, which is mentally cruising through the job without really engaging in any serious thought. The next level is playing to improve, which is when performers begin to actively engage their thoughts and feelings in the task at hand, attempting to get better. The level above this is playing to compete, which is when performers begin to believe that they are capable of beating out their competition and being the best. This level is primarily ego-driven, where winning is the main objective. Performers operating at this level often become very successful and powerful, but are sometimes left with hollow feelings that is this all there it is. But the next and the most important level which one should play is the highest level is called playing to win, which occurs when the performers moves from competition to creation, where the primary goal is to be the best they can be. Knowing that creativity and fear cannot coexist, these people are competing only with themselves. The objective of being better today than they were yesterday. The playing to win philosophy is rooted in a spirit-based conscious operating from the thoughts of love and abundance. Fear and scarcity have no place at this level of thinking. These performers are fearless, seeking what Dr. Abraham Maslow referred to as the self-actualization, or becoming all that one has the potential to become. The most powerful performers operating at this level is that they cannot fail. They can only learn and grow. This is the basic fundamental of their thought process. With their potential in front and their fear behind them, champions are able to move beyond boundaries of competition and create what the masses believe is impossible. So my friends, we all begin from level 1. But only with conscious effort, you can keep moving the levels up and hit the topmost level where you are playing to win. With this philosophy, this single thought process could really be a game changer to your entire life. And with that, I'm signing off. My name is Prashant Iyer. Stay tuned for the series which will keep coming. Thank you.